Master Chocolate Maker, Raven. That is a title that sounds awesome, huh?
I mean, it's right up there with Master Distiller, right? You get a certain amount of respect when you walk in the room and somebody calls out, "Sir, the Master Chocolate Maker has arrived!"
Oh, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us is Jim St. John. He is the Master Chocolate Maker at the Hershey Company. The reason why we so desperately wanted to get you on with us, Jim, Canada has this weird job where they're looking for a candy developer, somebody that professionally tastes candy. And the truth of the matter is we don't care what they're doing in Canada. We care about what's happening here in America. And I would just think, working for the Hershey Company and being the one that gets to taste the chocolate and make the chocolate has to be the coolest job in the whole world.
It's certainly a great job. I wouldn't say it's bad.
So how do you get into becoming a master chocolate maker?
Right.
There's a few things. You know, usually we're looking for someone who has a science-type background. So I'm a chemical engineer. I'm not going to claim to be a super taster. We have other people that are super tasters. And those people, for them, it's more about going through tests to make sure you're really good at being able to discern different flavors and different textures.
Jim, I want to put myself in the shoes of your father here for a moment. All right, you've been going to school. You've been doing great. All right, you're going chemical engineering. And I'm thinking to myself, you're working on the Manhattan Project or you're going to be building the next space shuttle, right? But I'm trying to imagine the time when you came home and you said, "Gee, Pa, it's going to be swell. I'm going to make chocolate instead." How did he take that?
Honestly, my parents were pretty excited, and the fact that I brought stuff home at times to
them.
Yes.
You know, that's all I
bring
I
home
think.
Some chemicals if I'm a chemical engineer.
Right.
No, that doesn't work.
You're not going to drink the oil after you're done with it.
I suppose workplace spills are a lot less hazardous, too.
Do you ever get sick of chocolate?
No.
No, right?
I do not. I've been doing this for 35 years, and I got to admit, I was just eating chocolate right before I called the show.
What's your favorite Hershey chocolate?
Depends on time of day and stuff like that, but I have to say Hershey milk chocolate with almonds is my favorite.
Me too. Like, have you ever started working on some chocolate ideas and then they got rejected because they were yucky?
You know, when you're first developing something new, you do consumer testing for the first time. Just last week, we got some consumer results on a new product, and I got to admit, I was really very anxious until we got into that meeting and started going over the results, because sometimes you do stuff that just bombs. Mm. And I've had some really, really bad stuff.
I imagine you guys in lab coats getting this done. But then the tester comes in, the actual taste tester. They're a different breed, I'm guessing. So let's say Hershey is a football team. Mm-hmm. What position is the taste tester?
Can I say they're the statistician?
I was looking more for kicker or water boy, but I get what you're saying. Jim, who do I have to kill to get a box of these new whatchamacallit who's in my what's-its?
You know, I'm sure we can arrange to send some.
You will be my BFF forever if that happens, just so we're clear.
I don't want to overstep my boundaries talking to a master chocolate maker at Hershey, but have you ever thought about taking the Sour Patch Kids and dipping them in the chocolate?
Believe it or not, yeah, we try all sorts of stuff. And I want to say chocolate goes great with a lot of things, with most things, but sometimes...
Are you allowed to eat other chocolate brands, or is that frowned upon?
No, it's all about competitive analysis. I'm constantly buying other chocolates and eating it. I mean, I see that as kind of a benefit of the job. You get to check out the competition.
It's like nobody even suspects he's a double agent or anything, because it's the love in his heart.
Jim St. John, he is the master chocolate maker at Hershey. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. This was really fun.
I appreciate the time.